Jesus is the head of the church. And do you know what? Without Jesus, there's no life in the church. None. See, Jesus is the reason we say Christianity. Amen? Oh, absolutely. You know, when Paul said in Philippians, Paul didn't say in Philippians 1:21, for me to live is being a Baptist. Nothing wrong with being a Baptist. For me to live is being a Calvary Chapelite. Did he? Or Pentecostal, Lutheran, whatever it might be. No. He didn't say for me to live is even being a Christian. Paul said for me to live is Christ. Why? Jesus lives in us. We're his body. He says in Galatians 2:20, he says, I've been crucified with Christ. No longer it is I who liveth, but Christ who liveth in me. Loved one, listen. Tonight the Lord is not only present with us, he is present in us tonight. We're not only the temple of the Holy Spirit, we're the family of God. Ephesians 4:25 says we are members of one another. Amen? Do you know how important that is? We are members one of another because we are the body of Christ. We're the church of the living God. We are one loaf. Matter of fact, we are one together in Christ Jesus our Lord. We are so closely bound, so closely knit one to another. Loved one, listen. You know, when one is wounded, we are all wounded. Amen? When one member suffers, we all suffer. Do you believe that? No, listen, tonight you need to believe that. You need to embrace that. You know, let me ask you a question. And God forbid, I only use this as an illustration. If your wife or your husband or your child or your mother or father or grandparent, if they were in the hospital suffering tonight, would you be grieving? Would you be praying? Would you feel it? Would you be overcome? Of course you would. Well, when one member in our body suffers, that's the feeling we should have because we are divinely knit one to another. We are so closely connected, joint upon joint. Loved one, that when they hurt, we should hurt with them. Amen? The Bible tells us in Romans 12:15, it says, rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. Be of the same mind one to another. 1 Corinthians 12:25, there should be no division in the body, but that the members should have the same care for one another. For if one member suffers, all the members suffer. Not 25%, all the members suffer. For if one member is honored, well, then all the other members rejoice with it. In other words, when one hurts, all hurts. Amen? That's the way it should be. God's word for this church in 2018, this year, God gave us an incredible, unbelievable word. He says, prove me now, saith the Lord of hosts. Taking that from Malachi 3:10. You know, where the Lord said, bring all of your tithes into the storehouse that there may be food in my house. And here it comes. And try me, test me, or prove me in this, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you a windows of heaven and pour out upon you such a blessing, not just a blessing, but such a blessing, there will not be room enough to receive it. And that's more than rain, is when you heard me teach that. Room speaks of a blessing that cannot be measured. Remember what I said about verse 10? That verse 10, oh, loved one, it is a promise to be believed. The theme of Malachi 3:10 is not tithes and offerings like so many people believe. The text, the main emphasis of Malachi 3:10 is the incredible faithfulness of God. Only place where God says, prove my faithfulness. Test my faithfulness right now. I'm the faithful God. He is the faithful God. He's the only faithful God. Amen? So we're not talking tonight about any of the tithes and any, that's not what this is all about. But you know what? The only way you can prove God is to step out and do what he says. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. But if you don't step out and call upon his name, you won't be saved. Seek me and you'll find me when you search with me with all your heart. But you can't prove the faithfulness of God unless you step out and truly seek him. Loved one, listen, tonight I pray that we're getting ready to do something, that we lay a hold of God's promise. What did Jesus tell us in Matthew 7:7? He says, ask and it will be given unto you. Then he goes on and he says in verse 8, whoever asks receives. The question is, do you believe that? Are you with me? Very important night tonight, very important. When one member suffers, we're all suffering with it, with him or her. Do we believe God's word? I mean, the Bible tells us, Jesus said in, what was it, John 15:7, it says, if my words abide in you, or if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask whatever it will, and it will be given, or it'll be done unto you. The Bible says in 1 Peter 3:12 that the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous. His ears are open to our prayers. He hears. He watches us and he sees us. The Bible tells us in 1 John 5, and this is the confidence that we have in him. If we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, we know that we have the petitions that we've asked of him. If we ask anything according to his will, and the word of God is the will of God. Amen. But do you believe that? I'm challenging you in love. I love you. I'm challenging you. Very serious tonight in my heart. Pain in my heart. I look and I say, God, I believe your word. We have those that are suffering in the hospital. We have those that are suffering at home right now, our brothers and our sisters. I see their faces. I pray with them. I am with them. And it breaks my heart. I believe the word of God. It says in Exodus chapter 15, verse 26, when God brought the children of Israel back across the Red Sea and out of Pharaoh and all the rest of that, 2 million Jews and all that, the children of Israel, he said, you be obedient to me. He says, I will never put any of the diseases upon you that I put upon those Egyptians. And then he says, for I am the Lord thy God that healeth thee. I am Jehovah Rophi. I am your healer. God is a healer. Those are his words. His words. Do you believe that tonight? I believe that with all my heart. The Bible says in Psalm 41:13 or 41:3, it says, the Lord will strengthen him on his bed of illness. You will sustain him on his sick bed. That means he'll change the sickness to health. Yeah, but God doesn't heal everybody, Bill. I know that. I'm not talking about that. I don't have to worry about that, do I? I only have to believe that God is a healer. Isn't that true? That's all I have to. I don't have to understand all the mysteries. I don't have to understand why this didn't happen or that didn't happen. I don't have to. But faith believes. Faith stands. Faith doesn't walk with feeling or sight. Now faith is, right this minute, not tomorrow. Right now, tonight, God says in his word, he said, prove me right now. The psalmist has written in Psalm 103, verse 1, it says, oh, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Forget not all of his benefits, who forgives all of your iniquities and heals all your diseases. I didn't write that. And I don't know that I can say I understand all that. But I believe that. I believe it with all my heart. Tonight, maybe some of you are ill in your body. You have an infirmity. You have a sickness. Then you do what the Bible says. It says in James 5:13, if anyone is sick among you suffering, it says, let him pray. Literally, let him keep praying. Prayer is the work. Don't complain. Pray about it. He says, if anyone is happy or cheerful, then sing psalms. Then it says, if anyone is among you sick, not a favored few, not super saints, anyone in the entire body, if anyone is among you sick, let him call for the elders of the church. At the end of this service tonight, there'll be Pastor Raul will be down here. There's going to be Paul. There's going to be Steve. There's going to be Pastor Kendall. They're going to be here to pray with you. It says, if anyone is sick, let him call. You do this for the elders of the church, which means you need to be involved in church. Amen. And it says, and let them pray, not you, let them pray, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord, and the prayer of faith, not the sick person's faith, but the prayer of those who are praying down here, faith that expects an answer. Amen? That's the prayer of faith. Now listen, I was having a meeting a little earlier, and I made a comment about this scripture. It says, if anyone is sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church. Amen? It doesn't say, then, Lord, if it be thy will, does it? It doesn't say that at all, because people say, well, Lord, I'm praying if it's your will to heal. Well, why would he put that scripture in there? You see, we already said that we have the confidence of the things we know that we have the confidence in him if we pray anything according to the will of God. Well, is James 5, 14 and 15 according to the will of God? Well, do you understand what I'm getting at? He says, come down and get a little oil on you. We have 30 weight, 40 weight. We have whatever you need. And let the people that are down here on the altar workers, pray that prayer of faith in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith, it says, will save, that means restore or save the sick, restore to health. And the Lord, not man, the Lord will raise him up. And if he's committed sins, meaning a sin that's led to this infirmity, this sickness, whatever is wrong, he'll be forgiven. Confess your trespasses one to another. Here it comes. Pray one for another that you might be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man, and we are righteous because we're in Christ, availeth much. It's very, very powerful. Isaiah 54, 53, 4. Surely, literally, it is certain that Jesus, that he has borne our griefs. That word in Hebrew is sicknesses, diseases, and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken and smitten, afflicted of God. Same scripture is given reference to in Matthew 8, 17, about that Jesus bore our sicknesses and our infirmities. Well, he bore them on the cross, not before the cross. You follow me? Very important to know that. The Bible says in Hebrews 13, 8, that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. How dare any of us make Jesus less today than he was in the New Testament? He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. That means his power never changes. His love never changes. Amen? Very important. Now listen carefully for about what we're going to get ready to do. God says in his word, prove me now. We're getting ready. I want you to write down some names of people that need your prayer right this minute. Man, I'm talking that we need to intercede tonight about that, because see, when one member is suffering, we are all suffering together. Let that be a mindset. Pray just if tonight when I give you these names, pray for them. Just if you would pray for your little baby that's in a hospital, or your son or your daughter or your dad or your mother, your wife or your husband. Do you understand? Where you say, Lord, part of my body is suffering tonight. My sister, my brother. God says in his word, prove me now. Now listen very carefully. This is vital that you remember this. It takes the same amount of faith to believe God for $3 as it does to believe God for $3 million. We look at the circumstance, and God says, I don't want you to look at the circumstance in your life. Why would you do that? I want you looking unto me. I'm the faithful God. I'm the one that says, put me to the test. Step out and pray and obey my word and see what I'll do. Oh, listen, it's not the amount of faith. It's the same amount. Whether, oh, Lord, I just need $3 for a cafe latte, you know, or I need $3 million to build a mission team that goes across the world. Do you understand? It has to do with faith. Now faith is. And God, here's what I've learned. When we pray in faith, God does exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think according to the power that is living in our hearts. Amen? He's a great God. There's nothing too hard for God, too difficult for God. He wants to move tonight, but he wants a church that wants him to move upon people that are suffering, people that are sick in their bodies. Write down the name Harley. He's sick. He needs healing. He needs healing in his body. If you know when a person, not that Hartley is, I'm not talking about death right now, but I'm just talking about death in general. You know, if you're going to die, let's die, at least be well when we die. You know what I'm saying? You know, at least let's go out like Abraham. He's just full of good, you know, hey, he was strong, you know, and he just is gone, he's over. Okay, I like that. No, listen, you know, we must be a people that pray. Write down the name Shannon. Shannon was operated on yesterday. There, Shannon Stack, beautiful woman, a great girl, and her husband. We want to pray for her. They had to operate on her again and it cut out part of her intestine or whatever, and a resection. Listen to me. I love that family. And they're suffering. And I was there this morning. She's running 103 temperature, and the doctors don't know what's wrong with her. Now they're giving her a blood transfusion. They can't determine. Listen, let's make it. Let's ask God to heal her. She hasn't eaten in nearly 3 months. Let's ask God to heal her. See, when one of us suffer, we suffer with him or her. Amen? Would you let that burden come upon your heart tonight for Harley, for Shannon, for her family, that she gets up out of that hospital bed and the doctors are so confused they don't know what to do, and God, the great physician, does, and she's totally healed. But you have to believe. You believe what God has promised in the Word. He is the Lord God who healeth thee. And put the other name I want you to write down. How about Bill and Anna? How about Jimmy Borden that just got out of the hospital? And especially tonight, Carol Smith, who was nearly died because of her heart stopping on her 2 weeks ago, and now she's retaining water again and her potassium and all that. You know what I'm saying? She's at home right now. We need to pray for her. Pete Rainier, how about him getting out of that wheelchair and being made whole and all of his muscles start working again? Are you listening to me? Why don't we pray tonight for, you know, for Karen Harris, who's not feeling well, that is home right this minute, but why don't we pray for a miracle and that her eyes are opened? Oh, Bill, you're too crazy. That's not crazy. I've seen God do things that are unbelievable, but that's what God does. But it takes a church, it takes a people that will just humble themselves and pray and seek his face. Loved one, listen to me. When one member suffers, we all suffer. Tonight, I would have never called a special like this unless God had not told me. This is our time right now to pray. It's our time to take those names and bathe them in prayer. It's time to call upon the God who said this, "Prove me now, saith the Lord of hosts. Prove me. I am faithful." In other words, test his faithfulness. Say, "Lord, you said you're the healer. Lord, we believe it. We may not understand it all. I'm not going to sit there and look at something that is illness and being eaten up and whatever it's doing to a body. I'm going to look to the King of Kings and to the Lord of Lords, who can change that in an instant." But we have to pray. We have to be a people that truly pray. And we have to be a people that truly care ye one for another. That when one member suffers, we suffer with him. We suffer with her. In other words, we hurt. We hurt for them. I pray tonight, as we just have a time now to pray for these people. They're our brothers and our sisters, and they are suffering. I don't want them suffering. And we have promises that God, who has never lied, never lied. You tell me one person that God has ever let down in the world. Tell me one person that God has ever let down in God's Word. He's never failed a person. God doesn't fail. And he will not fail us if we will pray, if we will seek his face, if we will believe his promises. He's going to hear us tonight. Just move in your spirit. Father, I thank you tonight that you are anointing us right now to pray your perfect will from your perfect word tonight. Lord, that's what we want. We lift up those that are suffering. Oh, God, we want them well. Lord, if you want to heal them through medicine, that's okay too. We're, thank God, do it that way, Lord. If you want to move in the supernatural realm, oh, Lord, that's okay too. It's all right as long as they're healed, as long as they're restored, as long as they go home to their children, as long, Lord, they're able to get out of the bed, as long as they're able to walk again, as long as they're able to live again. You are life. You are truth. You are the way. We want our brothers and our sisters whole. We want Shannon's stomach to come alive and start working our intestines. We want her to taste food again. We want her out of the hospital. We want her whole. We want you to heal her because you can. We want you to touch her because you can. Oh God, we suffer with her because our hearts are broken for her and for Harley and for Pete and for Karen and for Bill, and for Anna, and all the people, oh God, that we pray for. Our hearts are broken, and your heart is broken. Oh, let us believe right now. Let us intercede in faith right now. Oh Lord, heal your people. We beg you. We beseech you. We cry out to you in faith. Oh God, please, in Jesus' name, let their suffering end. We pray.